This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Soylent Green is people. Science fiction films at the beginning of the 20th century, as the radio technology of Nikola Tesla became widespread, sort of came to grips with the collective unease and anxiety produced by the fact that we were soon to be living in a world that we weren't familiar with. Science became the term that most people use when describing that universe. And a type of storytelling came out of that, which came to be generally known as science fiction or sci-fi. Sometimes it was grouped with fantasy. Really, they were all visions of the anxiety about this world that we were soon to be living in, and how we were unable to really foretell it. Oftentimes it included aliens, because aliens were the least known living creatures, but sometimes they just included future versions of ourselves. In the movie Selfless, we see really a vision of that type of science fiction, really a throwback sci-fi movie, sort of like the Bradley Cooper Limitless vehicle from last year, where he takes pills to unlock portions of his brain that he hasn't been using. Here, it's really the same moral debate over organ transplant / organ harvesting, but here it's applied to human bodies. Ben Kingsley, Gandhi himself, plays a Steve Jobsian billionaire who is about to die, and he's approached by a company that offers a chance for him to switch into a new body that has supposedly been grown in a way that only science would, quote-unquote, science would be able to do. Soon after swapping bodies through some kind of weird-looking MRI machine, Ben Kingsley's character becomes strangely moral and can't get over the fact that it actually turns out to be these pills that he's taking turned out to be suppressing the previous owner of the body. That's Ryan Reynolds, who plays a some type of Iraqi war veteran with a family that had to donate his body to save his child for some kind of surgery. These movies will be less frequent with the Affordable Health Care Act, because that narrative is not going to fly as much going forward, since most people will have health care. However, it's the movie is somewhat interesting until you realize that nothing really is going to come of it, and you keep waiting for either Ben Kingsley to either switch back to himself or sort of give up the body that he's inhabiting or not. And that takes like at least an hour of time that it should have been a 20-minute TV episode, but it wasn't.